This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It was a big day today, big week, actually, economy-wise, so we are going to get right to it. Catherine Rampell from The Washington Post and John Carney from The Wall Street Journal are here to review with us the week that was. Hey, guys.
Hi, hey, Kai.
So, Catherine, we will start with the jobs report today. 288,000 new jobs, 6.3% is the unemployment rate. Good, yes?
Yeah, I mean, generally, this was a very good report. It brought up the average jobs growth that we've seen in the last year. You know, it was much stronger than we've seen in the last few months. Some of that may be a rebound from the severe winter weather mm-hmm. that we had earlier this year. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you kind of got to take it with a grain of salt. But generally speaking, it was a pretty positive report.
John, to Catherine's point about reconciling it with the lousy weather, we had gross domestic product that came out earlier this week for the first quarter, which was by any measure lousy, a tenth percent. How do you reconcile this and that?
I think that's right in that we had a very slow first quarter, and that may have built up a lot of demand for both goods and for jobs. You know, employers didn't get hiring done. Weather started to improve. People started to shop. So things could be a lot better than people thought they would be in the second quarter because they were so bad in the first quarter.
Yeah. Catherine, I want to get just a teeny weeny bit down in the weeds on this jobs report. That 6.3% was in no small measure because fewer people are in the labor force. Is that troubling to you, or is that just kind of the new normal now?
I think it is distressing when you see that the unemployment rate fell because people dropped out of the labor force rather than because people who were unemployed actually got new jobs.
Right. That's a key point, actually, right? That's a really key point. Yeah.
Right. It's very important. And you would expect that this far into a recovery, you would actually see the labor force participation rate increasing somewhat as mm-hmm. people who were sitting on the sidelines maybe decided to dip a toe back into the job market and start hunting for a job again, even, you know, aside from the fact that the population is aging and people are retiring and that sort of thing. But yeah, it's discouraging. You know, but again, bear in mind that those numbers tend to be very noisy. The survey that the unemployment rate comes from is much noisier, you know, has a much bigger margin of error than that the payroll growth payroll number survey comes from. So, you know, it's discouraging, but we could very well see a huge bounce back in terms of the household number next month.
So, John, speaking of huge bounce backs, I heard a guy say on the radio today, you could see 4% economic growth if these numbers hold in the second and third quarter of this year. Do you buy that?
No. Okay. I think that's way too optimistic. I think that a lot of economists, including those at the Federal Reserve, are going to wind up bringing down their estimates for the year based on how weak the first quarter was. And there are still signs of weakness. I want to say just a few moments ago, J.P. Morgan Chase came out and said they expect their markets revenue to be down 20%. That's a sign that there's still some slowness, sluggishness in the economy.
Well, I'll tell you what, you guys are feeding me my next questions today. The Fed did meet this week. They came out on, Wednesday afternoon, Catherine, and said, yeah, you know, nothing to see here. Move on. We're going to keep doing what we've doing. Any reason at all that today's report changes what the Fed may or may not be doing?
I don't think so. I think that even though the overall payroll growth number was stronger mm-hmm. than people had been expecting, it wasn't so, you know, so wildly gangbusters, so wildly great that it seems likely, you know, that the Fed is suddenly going to start raising interest rates or anything like that. There's still substantial slack in the labor market. You still have a lot of people who are unemployed. You still have a very high share of unemployed people who have been out of work for over 6 months. Those are people who are even harder to get back into jobs. So it kind of seems like not much change, or not much that we know about the economy really changed today. So if the Fed decided on Wednesday that it was going to stay the course, I'm not sure that its thinking was really affected by today's report substantially.
And also, you know, Janet Yellen probably had these numbers on Wednesday.
Right. I actually think the Fed's communication earlier in the week actually kind of presaged a lot of this, because what they said is we've seen a pickup in recent weeks, and this is what they saw. This is the pickup.
John Carney from The Wall Street Journal, Catherine Rampell from The Washington Post. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks a lot.